This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Election day in Afghanistan was met with delays, widespread communication failures, and some militant attacks. But as Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reports, some voters said democracy far outweighed the risk.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. As a result, a low overall turnout is expected. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. Syria is reserving the right to take action if the U.S. and Turkey don't withdraw their forces immediately. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the U.N. General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
And for all the latest news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police sprayed a water cannon to disperse protests.